live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital says they envisage a very busy week ahead, with staffing continuing to be a problem at the facility due to COVID-19. A Donegal pharmacist says pharmacy staff must be prioritised in the vaccine rollout. The Marine Minister has confirmed that Donegal will have 4 designated ports for international vessels in 2 weeks' time. And Irish Water has come under fire yet again after no immediate plans for a total upgrade to the water supply in South Inishowen. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the number of people with COVID-19 in hospitals has passed 2,000, and there are 200 patients with the virus in intensive care. Latest figures show 115 admissions to hospitals since yesterday and 21 to ICUs. The Chief Medical Officer says the increase will reduce the ability of hospitals to provide safe, high-quality care. In his latest letter to the Health Minister from January the 7th, Dr. Tony Hulihan says such a scenario is a significant risk for patients and staff. Dr. Mary Faviar from the Irish College of GPs and member of NEFID says people need to do all they can to protect the hospital system.
People are very concerned about our hospitals. Our hospitals are under significant pressure, seeing patients who don't want to attend, and we have to try and really encourage them. We need to make sure that non-COVID illness is still looked after. People will still have heart attacks and appendicitis, and our hospitals need to be protected. Otherwise, we're going to be in this situation until March, April, May.
Well, Letterkenny University Hospital continues to face pressures this week. A number of departments at the hospital have been hit with staff shortages due to COVID-19. There are currently 113 patients with the virus being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital, 5 in ICU. General Manager Sean Murphy says they are heading into another busy week.
If you look at the patterns that we had last week, I don't expect any let up in the coming days. The hospitals, we're starting this morning with the hospital already full. We've had a steady stream of COVID patients, both positive patients and some patients with COVID symptoms presenting over the weekend. And we see our numbers going up, and we're still under significant pressure in terms of staffing. And obviously, there are many people who will contract COVID and will be ill, but will not require hospitalisation. However, there are some that will become extremely ill and will need medical treatment, maybe to assist with their breathing and maybe to assist with other symptoms. There's also patients who will present with other conditions that are not COVID, but have got COVID, and therefore, while we're treating them for their other conditions, we need to make sure we don't affect patients or staff in that process. So that becomes a challenge.
Another 19 people have died with COVID-19 in Northern Ireland. 18 people lost their lives within the past 24 hours, and a further 640 new cases of the virus have also been confirmed. There are 823 patients in hospital with the virus and 33 in intensive care. 93% of hospital beds in the north are occupied. The Rotunda is the second Dublin hospital to have administered leftover vaccines to people other than employees after it emerged the Coombe gave spare doses to family of staff. 37 people, including local GPs and members of vulnerable groups, agreed to avail of the non-approved vaccine remnants at the Rotunda earlier this month. The board of the Coombe Hospital is meeting today to discuss why 16 family members of its staff were vaccinated. The Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, says there needs to be clarity on what to do with spare stock.
The idea that at the end of any day there would be so-called spare vaccines, and not to be in any way flippant about life-saving vaccines, but kind of what do we do with this vaccine? Who do we vaccinate next? That's not an acceptable situation. My understanding, and from the Minister for Health's statement, which I've read, is that there is a clear understanding of the clinical prioritisation, but it's very important that that translates on the ground.
Meanwhile, a Donegal pharmacist is calling for pharmacy staff to be prioritised in the vaccine rollout. Pharmacists will be expected to administer the vaccine once the rollout gets underway in earnest, but there's concern locally that they themselves may not be vaccinated prior to that. Tom Murray, a pharmacist based in Remelton, says pharmacy staff have been on the front line and have gone beyond the call of duty since the pandemic began. He says they're eager to be part of the vaccination process, but in order to provide a safe service for everyone, they need to be vaccinated as a matter of urgency.
I think pharmacists, not just pharmacists, but pharmacy staff and everybody who works in every pharmacy in the country has been on the front line and provided essential services. We've gone above and beyond the call of duty in many cases. Many times we're seeing patients who can't get access to their GP and they're coming direct to the pharmacy. Pharmacists have had to provide their own PPE gear. There's been no support from the government for that. The government are expecting us to engage in a process of vaccinations, which we can't wait to take part in. Pharmacists are crying out for the option to help to vaccinate and get this vaccine to the public, but we need to be vaccinated and so do our staff, so that they exist in a safe environment and that we can provide a safe environment for those vaccines. I absolutely would agree with that call on pharmacists to get vaccinated and all of their staff as soon as possible.
Fishermen will now be able to land their catch at four designated ports for international vessels in Donegal. Minister Charlie McConlow confirmed today that from February the 1st, UK-registered fishing vessels can access Greencastle, Burtonport and Rathmullen, as well as Killybegs. A fallout from Brexit meant Killybegs was the only designated port in Donegal for UK-registered boats. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, Minister McConlow says fishermen will still experience some new challenges at the ports.
This isn't something we wished for. It's a reflection of what's happened as a result of Brexit. Thankfully, because we had a deal, many issues which would have been a multiple of the challenge we're facing right now would have arisen. And for example, you know, all 1,900 vessels we have in our national fleet would have been blocked from accessing British waters entirely or UK waters entirely in a no-deal scenario, which would have been obviously on a scale of problems many multiples of what this particular issue is. But certainly this issue is one that did result from the Christmas Eve deal and from Brexit, required thorough examination and in terms of seeing if there was means by which it could be accommodated. And certainly I think given I think this, where previously we had two in the country, now we'll have seven, four of which will be in Donegal. And while unfortunately you can't bring back the situation which was there before and have a situation where every port can be landed into as had been the case before, I think it's certainly, I mean, I'll continue to monitor it as time goes on. There is significant additional resourcing required in order to be able to implement this. But I'll certainly monitor it closely from this point forward. But you can't take away from the fact that there is additional challenges in terms of these other designations being required. It took a fair amount of stretch and preparation to be able to make sure that this could be put up in a reasonable time frame. And I will monitor it from this point forward.
Delays in parcels being delivered from the UK is the new reality of Brexit, according to officials. It comes as around 20% of freight going through Dublin Port in the last 24 hours faced additional customs checks. The new measures have been introduced as a result of Brexit. Deliveries from certain UK-based websites have been impacted, and Eddie Burke from the Department of Transport says that's just the reality of the situation now.
This is Brexit, so we have to work our way through and try and maximise, I suppose, the efficiency of the system. And as people get up to speed, there will still be additional requirements. No matter which way we end up, there will still be the additional requirements that were never there before. So you're not going to have the same seamlessness within the system, but I suppose the idea is to try and get as close as we can to it within the new reality.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are warning online shoppers to be aware of a scam by fraudsters claiming to be various courier companies. They're sending out emails and texts asking the recipient to pay an additional cost for customs clearance before their item is delivered. The scam is aiming to take advantage of Brexit uncertainty and comes as more people are shopping online due to COVID-19 restrictions. People are being urged not to provide payment details, delete the message and report it to Gardaí. Irish Water has come under fire again over no immediate plans for a total upgrade to the water supply in South Inishowen. It's after yet another burst in the area of the slab lands yesterday, which left a significant number of homes and businesses without water for much of the day. It's understood that in order to alleviate the problem, water had to be sourced from a supply in Northern Ireland. Local councillor Paul Canning, who has repeatedly called for full upgrade works, has accused Irish Water of effectively ignoring South Inishowen.
This is probably 30 plus now bursts that we have had in South Inishowen. And myself and Jack Murray, the other councillor, every month we're on about Irish Water and the slablands. And that one particular piece of network that needs to be upgraded, it's just not on. So Irish Water needs to step up to the plate. They had plans to renew that, but obviously the funding had run short before they got to that area, and now all of them plans seem to be shelved.
Would it not make more sense, though, financially speaking, to fix the pipes there in the slablands as opposed to suffering these numerous bursts and sending crews out time and time again?
Of course it would make more sense than sending crews out, plus the fact we're not getting the water from Northern Ireland for free either, remember. So it doesn't make sense at all. Fix the 7 or 8 kilometres of pipe network that's needed there. The land, we're not going through a major city. It's all flat land. It's land that's easy to get into. It's economically viable to do, you know. So it doesn't make sense what Irish Water is doing and why they keep ignoring South Inishowen, because it is the most frequent burst in the country.
Property prices are forecast to rise by 3% in Dublin and to 6% in Connacht and Ulster, according to the Irish Society of Chartered Surveyors. A new report shows that supply is the main issue with the property market. The SCSI is calling on the government to start a major house building programme to address the issues. Gerry Griffin from the Irish Mortgage Corporation says lockdown isn't helping supply.
With the COVID restrictions and the lockdowns, you know, there's construction's been locked down again, so, you know, how soon these houses be ready for everyone, that causes an issue. Like, so I mean, obviously these houses aren't being completed in time, you know, as soon as they're expected to be. And you're looking at, you know, 2-3 months delays, you know, in terms of when they're going to be ready. So
there's been another rise in the number of people in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment in Donegal. 15,767 people in the county will receive the payment tomorrow, up from 13,877 last week. Meanwhile, 3,470 people will receive the COVID-19 related illness benefit payment. A total of 219 PUP payment claims have been closed in the last week in Donegal. Meanwhile, over €138 million in total will be paid out this week, with 460,000 people across the country due to receive the pandemic unemployment payment this week.
Sport in Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for home workouts at michaelmurphysports.ie with free nationwide delivery.
At 14 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer in Scotland. Neil Lennon believes the criticism Celtic have received over their training trip to Dubai has been unfair. The manager's assistant and 13 players have all been self-isolating after Christian Julien tested positive for COVID on their return to Scotland. Another player since has tested positive as well. But Lennon says he's angry at how the club have been portrayed.
We did not abuse any privilege. We did the right things. We were absolutely, totally professional. We had a little drink in the afternoon on a day off, completely allowed, no law breaking. Yet and all, we come back to this barrage of absolute hypocrisy.
Southampton manager Ralph Hasenhüttl has confirmed that Wolves Smallbone will miss the rest of the season. Republic of Ireland under 21 international suffered a cruciate ligament injury during the Saints' defeat to Leicester on Saturday. It was Smallbone's first appearance in the Premier League since injuring his quad muscle on international duty last October. The promising midfielder has clocked up 13 first-team appearances for the Saints, scoring once. Tonight, Arsenal and Newcastle will face off at the Emirates in the Premier League. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Newcastle manager Steve Bruce doesn't believe he's lost the backing of his players. They head to London tonight, having failed to win any of their last 6 top flight matches. Bruce says despite their recent poor form, he can't fault the attitude of his team.
I see nothing wrong with them at Arsenal in the Cup. I see nothing wrong with them when they drew with Liverpool. It's that hand grenade what we throw in, which bitterly disappoints me, which has happened too often on my watch.
Jack Wilshere has agreed a short-term deal with Bournemouth. The former Arsenal midfielder, who had a loan spell with Bournemouth in 2016, has been training with the Cherries in a bid to get fit after being released by West Ham during the summer. Chelsea midfielder Danny Drinkwater has joined Turkish club Kasımpaşa on loan until the end of the season. The England international moved to Stamford Bridge in 2017, but has made just 23 appearances for the club. The last of those came in the 2018 Community Shield final. Drinkwater spent time at Burnley and Aston Villa last season. Phil Neville has left his role as manager of England with immediate effect and is set to take charge of MLS side Inter Milan, who are co-owned by his former teammate David Beckham. The 43-year-old was appointed English Ladies boss in January 2018 and his contract is due to end in July. Former Manchester United and Everton defender Neville was set to manage Great Britain at the Tokyo Olympic Games this coming summer. On the cricket front, Simi Singh put in an incredible display of batting and bowling to help Ireland beat the United Arab Emirates in the second of their truncated two-match series. Singh took 5 wickets for only 10 runs, not conceding a single boundary as the UAE were bowled out for just 116. Ireland won by 112 runs after posting 228 for 6 after their 50 overs as they drew the series. Next up for the Irish is a World Cup qualifier against Afghanistan, also in Abu Dhabi, with the first of the 3 games to start on Thursday morning. Former Rugby Ireland captain Rory Best has taken on a mentoring role with Ulster. Best was in the Ulster A dugout last Friday for the win over Leinster at the Kingspan Stadium. Letterkenny's Conor McMenamin started that game in the second row for the Northern Province. Ulster Academy boss Kieran Campbell says Best's mentoring role is with the squad's front row players. Best retired from the game following the 2019 World Cup, where he won 124 caps for Ireland and played 218 times for his home province. In other rugby news, Glasgow Warriors have confirmed the signing of former Ireland out half Ian Keatley until the end of the current season. The 33-year-old recently left Italian side Benetton. Breed Stack has been released from hospital after suffering a neck injury while making her debut for the Greater Western Sydney Giants in an AFL pre-season game. The 11-time All-Ireland winner with Cork was taken to hospital by paramedics following spinal protocols. Scans have revealed Stack suffered a fracture of the C7 vertebrae with no injury to the surrounding nerves, but she did not require surgery and is expected to make a full recovery. Finally, Letterkenny AC's Katrina Jennings will attempt to break a 100-kilometre world record in Phoenix, Arizona in the United States this coming Saturday the 23rd. Katrina will be part of a multinational assault on the world record attempt. It's been organised by running footwear giant Hoka, whose Project Carbon Challenge will see Jennings, who's one of 40 ultra runners from across the globe, take part in one of 2 races, with the other being held in Japan. The current women's mark is 6 hours, 33 minutes and 11 seconds. And that's it from the sports desk for today. Michaela back with more as usual tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, 7 outdoor recreation projects in Donegal are to share 135,000 euro funding to improve trails for walking and leisure. The money has been described as a real boost for local communities, tourism and leisure in the county. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The scheme Measure 1 provides funding for the development, promotion and maintenance of outdoor amenities such as trails, walkways, cycleways and blueways. €20,000 each has been awarded for enhancement works to Ballinagaeltachta in the Gidor area, the Rosses, Fintown and Glencolum Kill, Laharden in Rathmullen, the Trusk, Loch Trail in Ballybuffet, the Tip O'Neill Trails and Urris Loops in Dumfries, Buncrana to Urris, Clonmany and the Mountaintop Walk in Letterkenny. While the Ardnamona Loop Walk in Green and Loch Esk is to get almost €18,000 for new car parking facilities. Finally, the Corrum Vineyard Trail at Hornhead in Dunfanaghy is to receive just over €17,000 to improve access there. The funding is being provided as part of the Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme in partnership with Foilge Ireland, who are co-funding the projects in partnership with the Department of Rural and Community Development.
Meanwhile, the conservation management plan for Greenan of Aileach has been published, with renewed hopes that minor improvements can now be made around the site. The iconic landmark in South Inishowen has been a popular tourist attraction, but it's thought subtle work could be done, like installing extra signage to make it more user-friendly. Local councillors met back in February 2017, but were told then by the OPW that work couldn't be done until the plan was published. Now that's happened, almost 4 years on, Councillor Jack Murray is hopeful that it will pave the way for those improvements to be carried out.
This is fantastic news. This is a step that we've been waiting for years now to reach. We've been prohibited from developing or going ahead with any plans for the promotion of greening while we were waiting on this conservation management plan. So at last it's been published, and I want to then move forward within Donegal County Council to develop and promote greening of Aileach to get it the recognition that fantastic site deserves.
Weather now, rain in all areas tonight, with lowest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees and light variable winds. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, Letterkenny University Hospital continues to face pressures this week. A number of departments at the hospital have been hit with staff shortages due to COVID-19. A Donegal pharmacist is calling for pharmacy staff to be prioritised in the vaccine rollout. Pharmacists will be expected to administer the vaccine once the rollout gets underway in earnest, but there's concern locally that they themselves may not be vaccinated prior to that. Fishermen will now be able to land their catch at 4 designated ports for international vessels in Donegal. Minister Charlie McConnell confirmed today that from February the 1st, UK-registered fishing vessels can access Greencastle, Burtonport and Rathmullen, as well as Killybegs. And Irish Water has come under fire again over no immediate plans for a total upgrade to the water supply in South Inishowen. It's after yet another burst in the area of the slablands yesterday, which left a significant number of homes and businesses without water for much of the day. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, January the 18th. The death has taken place of Eileen Page, formerly of Sheriff's Road. Due to current restrictions, the wake and funeral will be strictly private for family only. The death has taken place in recent weeks of Hugh Doyle, County Down and formerly Meanderry Nisloe Annagree. A memorial mass is to be held at a later date. The death has taken place of Alice Gamble, Emmett's Park, Castle Finn, reposing at St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, from 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, if desired, donations in lieu to Medical 4, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Kennedy's undertaker. In accordance with current government and HSE restrictions, the mass and interment are strictly private to immediate family, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Kay Caterson, Nate Brennan, 16 Ardnalee Park, Strabane, and formerly of Carcullion, Castle Finn. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Parkinson Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com/webtv.html. The death has occurred of Brendan O'Friel, Toronto, formerly of Knocknamona and Government Terrace, Letterkenny. Cremation will take place in Toronto and will follow local government guidelines. The death has occurred of Edward Markey, late of Blackrock Drive, Ballybofey and formerly of Loch Eggish, County Monaghan. Funeral from Lynch's Funeral Home, Castle Derrick, on Wednesday morning at 10 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. In accordance with government and HSE restrictions, the mass and interment are strictly private to immediate family, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The mass can be viewed via the parish webcam, churchservices.tv/Stranorler. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Jack Donovan, Sleeve Bawn, Malin Head. Funeral leaving the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Star of the Sea Chapel, Malin Head, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Malin. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of John O'Donnell, Big John of Mina Gaian, Letchermack Ward. John's remains will repose in McGlynn's funeral parlour tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock and to St Bridget's Chapel, Letchermack Ward at 6 o'clock for prayers. Funeral mass at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. John's funeral mass will be available to view on the Letchermack Ward and Doherty Parish Facebook page. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 10 people. The death has occurred of Hugh McNulty, coal merchant at Five Road Ends, Carrigans. In accordance to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral from his late residence tomorrow morning, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Calais, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Calais. Burial afterwards at St. Bathan's Church Cemetery, St. Johnston. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Stroke Rehabilitation Unit, St. Connell's Hospital, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Rose Ann Hargadon, Nate Gillespie, Ridhark, Namara, Strandhill, Sligo and late of Loch Unsha, Glencolm, Kill, Donegal and Fulham Palace Road, London. Due to current restrictions, family home and funeral mass are strictly private, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Mass of the Resurrection will be celebrated at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in St Patrick's Church, Strandhill, Sligo. Burial will follow in St Columba's Cemetery, Cashel, Glencolm, Kill, arriving at 1 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to a charity of your choice at feelies.ie/pay. Funeral mass will be streamed live via stpatrickstrandhill.ie. The death has taken place of Leila Shields, née Sheridan, Rathmullen, Ballybough, Kilmacrenan, reposing at her home. Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan at 12 noon tomorrow, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on Kilmacrenan Facebook site, facebook.com/kilmacrenanparish.co.donegal. The death has taken place of Thomas Creevy Sr., Kirkstown, Letterkenny. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in Lex Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on St. Junan's Cathedral's webcam. Due to HSE and government guidelines, Requiem Mass and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Mae Walsh, 50 Cluain Barn, Ballyshannon. Remains are reposing at her residence until removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 for funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Abbey Cemetery, Ballyshannon. Due to current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the oncology unit, Sligo University Hospital, care of John McGee and Sons Funeral Director. May's funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/St Patrick's Ballyshannon. And the death has occurred of Seamus Coyle, Ardsbeg, Gorta Hawk. His remains will repose at his home this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to Christ the King Church, Gorta Hawk, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The funeral will be streamed live on McClafferty Funeral Director's Gorta Hawk Facebook page.